You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Everybody is good. Like, a lot of people can do things like belt things and kick things, and that's fine, but it doesn't matter if you are not a nice person. Like, I just think the whole diva thing, like, doesn't exist anymore, because you really can't, you can't be a diva and still get work. The competition is too hard.
Hey, what's going on? It's me, Roscoe, founder and host of Built for the Stage, an online training program that helps actors to train like athletes. If you're an actor, you're an athlete, so start training like one. Head on over to the website, builtforthestage.com, to try a free trial. No catch, no gimmicks, just a chance to work with a coach and to try out some workouts programmed by our coaches at Built for the Stage. You can also click the link in the description of this podcast for that free trial. All right, as always, we have a special guest for you, Christine Cornish-Smith. You've seen her in Kiss Me, Kate, My Fair Lady, Cats. We also have a special guest. Our interviewer today will be Mo Brady from our friends over at The Ensemblist. So please enjoy this podcast on Built for the Stage, produced by the Broadway Podcast Network.
You're listening to The Ensemblist, the only podcast that shows you Broadway from the inside out. Welcome, I'm Mo Brady. This fall, we've been collaborating with our friends at Built for the Stage and their new Built for the Stage University program. One of the benefits of Built for the Stage University is the monthly Q&As with actors, where members can ask them career and fitness advice. And this month, we talked to Christine Cornish-Smith, a grad of the Cincinnati Conservatory of Music, who has been in three Broadway shows, Cats, Kiss Me, Kate, and My Fair Lady. She joined us to talk about how her experiences in college have truly influenced her career on Broadway. Here's part of our conversation. Why did you want to go to college in the first place? Like, what made you say, I need this kind of training?
So I went to Cincinnati Conservatory of Music, College Conservatory of Music. I think one of the main reasons I decided to go to school in the first place was because I knew I had a lot of work to do as far as the musical theater world. I grew up in the ballet world and only decided to go into musical theater, you know, I think it was like the end of my junior year in high school. So I was really behind. And as much as I wanted to just move to New York and pursue it, I knew that I needed to understand so many things before I made that step. I liked the conservatory setup, you know, even though we still had to take some normal classes, because I had gone to like a public high school and, you know, just like fit in everything. I had never really done that kind of intensive musical theater training. So it was the right fit for me.
You got to be thirsty for those opportunities to learn, right? Do you remember a specific instance of you sort of pushing yourself to dig deeper into a class or take an additional class or sort of something where you were like, this isn't the easy way out, but I feel like this might be important?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the opportunities that I had to create for myself because I wasn't being handed them were the ones that really made my college experience what it was. You know, like I co-wrote a show with my friend and choreographed it and we produced it and, you know, made it happen. And like those experiences were the ones that were I learned the most from, and they were the most liberating, and was able to grow the most from those experiences, because you're having to do it all yourself. And you realize when you come to New York, that's a lot of what it is like making things happen, and you have to create it. No one's going to be like, I heard you were a great singer, and like come to your apartment and ask you in a show. It's like, you have to really get out there because everyone's a great singer and everyone's good in New York. So I think those were the experiences at CCM that I think I got the most out of, you know, more so than doing any of the school plays. Although those were great too.
It's funny. When I think back about my college experience, it is the self-produced stuff. It is the sort of things that I like that came out of my desire to create an opportunity, like stick with you.
And sometimes they're out of a failure, you know, like one of my good friends, he like didn't get enough performance credit because he wasn't cast in things, but he turned that into like, okay, well, I'm going to create my own performance and do my own performance credit. And it ended up taking off, and he really found this love for choreography and directing and all these things. And that has become his main focus after he moved to New York. And I think he wasn't expecting that, but it was through that kind of not failure, but like, and that frustration that kind of birthed this amazing talent that he has.
Yeah. Whether you go to a conservatory or not, I think that there's such a clear definition of like training for actors. There's not like known programs for musical theater choreography in undergrad, like that you have to sort of build that for yourself. Has there been a specific moment in your professional career where you felt like it linked so cleanly to the training that you got in college, where you like applied a lesson that you learned?
When I first was cast in my first job, I got my equity card after I'd moved to the city, was the National Tour of Joseph, Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, which Andy Blankenbuehler.
Oh, and Andy Blankenbuehler, and that's...
Here's the thing is, I was super green. I like never booked summer stock. I just like came to the city. I didn't have my equity card. I didn't have a lot of credits, whatever, but I had gone to CCM and I'd gone through all the rounds for my Joseph audition. And I didn't know this until later, but Andy is good friends with the dance director at CCM because he's also from Cincinnati. So he called Diane and was like, tell me the deal about this Christine girl. Is she difficult? What's her whatever? Thankfully, we got along and she gave me a good review and I booked the job. And that's when I started a relationship with Andy, which, you know, I did some workshops with him. And then he was the one that fought for me in the room to get Cats. Like, if it weren't for him, I do not think I would have gotten that, purely because I was so green. And, you know, they're like, we're not going to give her this big role. And she's who's she, you know? Yeah. So that's a direct correlation of like, because of my professor at CCM, and we got along really well and had a really great relationship, she gave him a good, honest review, which I think was directly linked to booking a Broadway show.
Gosh, it does matter if you're a good person. It really comes down to people liking to work with people who they like.
And I'm sure we all have heard this before, but like everybody is good. Like, a lot of people can do things like belt things and kick things, and that's fine, but it doesn't matter if you are not a nice person. Like, I just think the whole diva thing like doesn't exist anymore, because you really can't You can't be a diva and still get work. The competition is too hard, you know, like, so.
You're never going to be the performer you want to be when you're 18 years old, right? You're always going to think like, I have more I could do in terms of my skill sets, in terms of my talent. But you can be nice at 18 years old and you can be eager and you can be curious even when you're still working on those skills. And that curiosity and that kindness behooved you.
It is just as important, if not more important than your skill set, I firmly believe. Yeah, and that is something that you can do. You know, it will take 6 years for you to get to a certain, or however many, or your whole life, whatever, to get to whatever level you want to dance, you know, for dancing or for acting or singing. But to be kind and to be generous of spirit and listen to people and be a pleasant person to work with, those things you can just do.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Yeah, like, okay, so if you could go back to CCM first day, green Christine walking into her first class, like, if you could, like, slip that young girl a note, what would it say?
Strangely enough, for me specifically, like, thinking back to that time, like, I think I limited some of my creativity, and I limited what I could have stretched myself to because I was afraid of stepping on anyone's feet, or I was afraid that if someone considered themselves a singer, I didn't want to look like I was trying to take over your territory of being a singer, so I'm not going to sing, you know, or being afraid of looking like a show off, so I didn't want to dance too hard. I wish I would have told my 18-year-old self that it's like, you can grow and stretch and really try to reach all parts of your creative self. And that's what college is for. And you can encourage others to do so and go ahead and be big, lift everyone else up to be big with you. I think that's more along the lines for me specifically that I would have told myself. And there's a way of being very kind and standing your ground and, you know, stepping forward. You know, you can do both and you should.
Well, I wonder if there's some gender dynamics in the fact that, like, a strong young woman, like, doesn't have a place in the theater. Also, that idea of being an advocate while being a young person, like, who are you, like, to be an advocate? I think that takes a lot of chutzpah to say, like, I'm young and I'm inexperienced, but I also want to create opportunities for
people. And there are no rules on that. You know, there is nobody except for yourself and your fear of judgment that is preventing you from, all right, I'm going to write my own show and put it up and people will come or they won't. And we're going to do it. We're going to make something. We're going to create, you know, or I'm going to volunteer to raise money for this cause I really care about, or, you know, all of those things. There is nothing stopping you except for fear, you know.
Well, and I doubt your dance director would have told Andy Blankenbuehler, well, she wrote a really kind of pathetic one-woman show her sophomore year. That's not like that's not the critique in college. The critique in college is to fail and learn from it.
Yes, and that's important. Like, because I faced quite a bit of rejection in college just because I feel like I never really got to do like starring roles and I never booked summer stock. And part of it was because I was so like, I'm so sorry that I exist, you know? And facing that failure was part of what shaped me to be able to come up to New York and be stronger and be able to just like persevere through stuff and get rejected from something and be like, okay, you know, next, because I was kind of okay with it and used to it. And I think that really served me in the long run to grow into myself a little more.
All right. And that'll do it with Christine Cornish-Smith. Once again, thank you so much to Mo Brady from The Ensemblist. If you want to try a free trial, go to the website builtforthestage.com or click that link in the description. If you like the podcast, please rate and subscribe it. We greatly appreciate it.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.